Hi, I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nini.
And welcome again to Family Fun in the Kitchen. And today we're going to talk about one of my kind of favorite veggies.
It's definitely this season's type of vegetable.
It is. It's those little green spikes that come up out of the ground. And for a lot of people, that says it's spring.
Yes, I do think that means an indication of it, along with seeing the first robin when we see these little bits of asparagus coming
out of the ground.
It's a great time of year.
It is, and I know that people that have asparagus beds have been watching that come up. And you know the thing about asparagus, you can't just ignore it. If you want to eat it when it's warm and wet, like this week should be, well, it has been perfect weather for it. You almost have to harvest every day or every other day because it just keeps growing so fast.
Okay, that means a lot of asparagus
eating. It does. And some people just can keep up with that, and other people kind of need to give it away to their neighbors. I think if you don't have an asparagus bed and you have a friendly neighbor, you're really lucky.
Okay, yes.
Because that fresh local asparagus is absolutely the best. Now, we've been seeing it in the supermarkets for quite a long time. It's not quite year long, but almost. So there are lots of ways you can use asparagus. You know, just a plain veggie is fine, but you could put it in an omelet.
Yes, that would be wonderful.
You could put it in a quiche. You could eat it raw in a salad. Just cut it up in little pieces and put it raw in your salad.
Okay.
You can roast it. You can put it in your microwave oven to cook it. You can saute it. I mean, it's just sort of unending, Miss Nini, of all the different ways you can use it. And for most people, one of the good things is it's fast.
That's right in my book. Tell us how to make it then, because if it's so fast.
Well, and I guess if you're going to put it in the oven roast, it's going to take a little bit longer. Okay. But my favorite way is kind of a combination of steaming and sauteing. So I start, and we'll have this recipe, of course, for you to try, is to start with a skillet and put a little bit of moisture in there. Now, you can use water. Chicken broth is really good. Adds just a little bit of flavor. And cook it for a few minutes. Kind of depends on the size of the stocks. Maybe a couple minutes just to kind of get it started cooking.
Okay, so it doesn't have to be tender.
Not at that point. And by that time, probably the moisture has pretty much disappeared. Then I put in a little olive oil. Now we're to the true sauteing, right?
Yes.
And a couple more minutes. And depending on how tender crisp or tender you want it, it's about done cooking. And then I like to put on a little soy sauce and some sesame seeds. You'd like that.
Yes, I would love. I was just sitting here thinking about that. The crunch of sesame seeds would be great with asparagus.
It is. And it's ready to go. So, you know, it's just those last few minutes and you can make it in a very small batch. I have done it for like 20 people, and that takes two skillets.
Sure.
But it still is a really kind of last minute kind of thing. But if you wanted to not have it last minute, then I think roasting it in the oven would be a really good thing. And you can put other combinations of flavors with it. Those happen to be my favorite, the soy sauce and the sesame. Early on, I'm thinking, Miss Nini, I wasn't exposed to asparagus when I was a child.
I was, just by the simple fact that Mom and Dad had a bed of asparagus. I don't believe that in my real early years, though, that we had that asparagus. But I do remember Dad and Mom really watching it in the spring because they enjoyed it so much. And they would be out there harvesting it and getting it ready for Mom to fix for supper.
Bet. And if you can't keep up with it, you can freeze it.
It's
a pretty simple process to freeze it.
Would you just cut it into pieces?
It's best not to cut it into pieces. Mostly for nutritional value, it's not a good idea to cut it into pieces, either when you're cooking it or when you're freezing. Just leave it in the stocks.
All right. And do for freezing, can you just put them on a cookie sheet and freeze them individually in the freezer or not?
Not do they recommended. Now, I always, and Iowa State wouldn't like me to say this, if you were going to use it within, you know, a month, you could get by with doing that. But what happens, you know, when you put anything in the freezer, it kind of continues to ripen. It doesn't kill all the action, the enzyme action. So the longer you leave those things in the freezer, you know, they kind of the quality kind of goes downhill. So that's the purpose of the blanching, is to stop the enzyme action.
All right.
And it's only a few minutes that you put it in the boiling water and then dunk it into cold water, mm-hmm. and it's ready to go. So, again, that doesn't take very long to do that. And then just pack it dry in,
sure.
in the container.
And be sure to label the container.
Yes. Date and how much is in there, I think, is always very helpful. A couple things, you know, our listeners maybe aren't growing it themselves, but just I think a couple of interesting things about asparagus is that when you plant a bed, it's not going to be the next year that you use it.
I remember
Third year is that you kind of need to wait. Otherwise, it's just not going to produce the way that you want it to.
Is there a trick to planting asparagus?
I'm not sure that's the right word. But yes, there is a process to planting, and you need to kind of get it started and then pile the dirt up around it and so on. So it is it's not the simplest one, but, you know, once you get it done, it's good for years and years and years. So you just have to have a little patience and get it started. And by the way, we think we want those teeny little stalks. When you get it fresh, sometimes the bigger stalks are just as tender as the tiny ones. Mm-hmm. And also, have you ever seen purple asparagus?
I have not.
Yes, it's pretty purple when you harvest it. And the flavor is a little sweeter.
Oh.
The variety does make a difference.
Sure.
And then it turns green when you cook it.
Is that right? Oh, wouldn't that be fun for children to observe that?
Yes.
The color changes?
Yes. And children could be great at going out and picking it. You just go out and snap it off at the ground or right where it snaps off. You can cut it off at the ground, but also you can just snap it off, and so that could be kind of fun.
Now, how long can it be kept in the refrigerator until it needs to be used?
Well, it's a good idea not to keep it very long. Asparagus has one of the highest respiration rates, which means it starts losing moisture very quickly. So it would be best to use it in 2 or 3 days. But in the meantime, to keep it as moist as you can, you just stick the ends either in a really damp paper towel or stand them upright in a container of water. So just the ends are down in the water. And that will kind of help not get it so it respirates quite so quickly.
Okay.
But yes, that's one of those veggies that you need to use in a very short period of time.
When we see asparagus in the grocery store when it's for sale, and it's come in from a source outside of the local area, how long in advance would that have been picked or harvested before it came to us?
That's a good question, and we probably don't really know. Sometimes, depending on where it comes from, I know, for instance, some things that are in Arizona, and I'm not sure that asparagus is from Arizona, but sometimes that's almost overnight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a radish fan, and I know that their radishes could be here almost overnight. Other places, if it comes from China or, or Mexico or whatever, it's going to take a bit longer, and it depends on, are they flying it in?
Sure.
Are they trucking it in? How is it getting here? And so it'd be kind of interesting to ask some of the produce managers if they could tell you.
Sure.
Because if you have a choice, you really want it to be the shortest period of time. Otherwise, perhaps your best buy is to getting it frozen, because most companies now freeze their produce right away.
Okay.
So it's not going to have that standing time.
And then before we prepare it, once it's a fresh product, before we prepare it, do we need to rinse it off or wash it?
Of course, just in running cool water.
Okay.
That will do it. And depending on how it was harvested, you may need to snap the bottom ends off. But again, the trick is, you know, how do you do that? Well, I don't ever use a knife. I just kind of bend it, and where it snaps, that's where it needs to be.
Okay. Now, it's been my experience too with the stems of asparagus. There are parts of that part of the plant that what I call is woody. It doesn't snap. It doesn't cut. It's just firm. It's like almost like a tree trunk, a miniature tree trunk. How do we know what to look for when shopping for asparagus?
Well, you want it to be full. You don't want it to be looking like it's shriveled.
All right.
And sometimes you can tell that
this
it's kind of shriveled. Yes, the stem. We're talking about the stem. You don't want it to look shriveled at all. And I think sometimes there are teeny tiny little stems, and I don't think those have the kind of flavor. I mean, it's almost like grass. I don't know if you've ever experienced that. You kind of want it maybe about as big around as your little finger is a good guide.
Okay.
And, of course, you want it to see if possible, to see how fresh it is. I mean, again, it's going to look full. It's not going to look shriveled at all. Mm-hmm. And how is it being stored in the store?
And how should it be stored in
the
store?
Well, many of the stores will keep the ends in moisture or certainly have it so that it's a very damp end where it's cut.
Okay.
Now, another thing, if you're raising it, let's kind of go back to that. Mm-hmm. One of the things that you see, I know you've seen this, after the asparagus, and it's about the middle of June or early June, kind of depends on when they start harvesting it, you need to quit harvesting it. And you'll see these asparagus beds with all of the ferny stuff there.
Yes, and they're beautiful.
They are, but that's not the best way to keep your patch productive. As the season goes along and that starts going, the fern, it really should be cut off.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how close to the ground is that
right,
cut off?
Right, ground level.
I see.
Right. And one other thing about asparagus, you have to really like it to do this because, as we've said, you know, the planting takes a bit of time and so on. Also, weeds are kind of a problem. Mm-hmm. And we usually don't want to put any kind of herbicides on it because here's these cut edges. So it's best to do hand hoeing or pulling or what. So it takes a little extra work. So
does it require fertilization?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yes, it does. Well, look for the recipe. Look
you
for
bet.
The picture. We'll have it on there. Maybe you'll just become a bigger fan of asparagus.
KJAN.com is where you will find the recipe as well as the picture, or send us a note at KJAN or give us a call, and we'd be happy to send that recipe to you. And remember, make some fond family memories in the kitchen.